At the Agvocacy 2.0 conference, I'm visiting with Zach Honeycutt. First of all, Zach, tell me about yourself and where you're from.
I'm from Hamilton County, Nebraska. I grew up in Giltner, and that's where our farm is. Farm with my dad and brother and a neighbor. My wife and I and our two kids live in Aurora. We farm corn, popcorn, and soybeans.
Mm-hmm. Well, welcome to the board of the AgChat Foundation. You're one of our newest board member. I guess, first of all, I'd ask you what piqued your interest in this and made you feel like you wanted to get more involved?
Well, I kind of started in social media, just, you know, Facebook about 6 years ago. It was a new thing. I had to go figure out what my college email account was so I could sign in. And I remember being the old guy on Facebook. You know, just kind of been trying to stay on the leading edge of some of that stuff. Got involved in Twitter because, you know, a friend who's a web designer told me to get on. Thought it was stupid. Signed up, left it alone for a year. You know, about 2.5 years ago, started, you know, getting back into it and seeing what was going on, started connecting with farmers all over, and really saw some of the stuff that could happen with farmers having a voice in this kind of arena, especially once the Ag Chat weekly conversations took off. Just to be able to see what we could do and the connections that could be made that was kind of unlike anything that we've had an opportunity to do before, to give farmers and ranchers and people involved in agriculture the ability to connect with people who've gotten disconnected mm-hmm. from the farm. And so just to see how that developed, and then the idea of putting together a foundation to do formalized training and stuff. I mean, I just thought that was a fantastic idea, and served on the advisory committee for the first year, and you know, now just joining the board.
So what does it mean to you? I mean, this is a volunteer effort. It does take some time to invest into that. How does that work for you? What does it bring back to you personally?
Personally, you know, what's come back is a lot of good friendships and relationships that have developed out of it, both in the Ag Chat community and just outside, you know, just in the general social media world. I've gotten to know people farther away from home. I've gotten to know quite a few people real close to home that I wouldn't have met other than through Twitter. But I think it's important to get involved in organizations, you know, related to your industry. You know, I've seen, you know, my dad and uncle and brother have all been very involved in things, and I've tried to maintain that, whether it's a more traditional outlet like Farm Bureau or something like this. It's kind of a new idea, and just to develop more ways for farmers to develop a community and to develop a voice, to kind of stand up for what we believe in, and get a message out there and train people to tell their story. That's just something I'm pretty passionate about, kind of helping people understand the importance of it and getting them trained to do it in the most effective way possible.
What do you think about this conference so far? I mean, it's more than doubled the size of the first one we did last year.
Yeah, I was talking about that earlier. You know, last year, it kind of felt like it had a real startup vibe to it. You know, mm-hmm. it was in a smaller venue, and you know, there were fewer people. But there was just so much excitement in the air. You know, a lot of good stuff came out of that. And you know, now we're in more of a, you know, we're in a bigger setting. We've got more people. It feels a little more like a professional conference, but I think that's only enhanced what's going on, because I mean, you know, I'm hoping you can hear me clearly on this, because there's so much excitement what's going on. It's been loud everywhere. People are excited what's going on, and you know, people are trading ideas back and forth. We're getting to meet people that we, you know, had only talked to online before, you know, just like you and I before yesterday. And I've been real impressed so far, and you know, the content's been great, and I'm looking forward to seeing what tomorrow brings.
So maybe just a quick note looking ahead. I mean, what do you hope to see us accomplish as a board for the Ag Chat Foundation?
I hope that we can get to more of a, you know, I love this, you know, having a big conference once a year, and there's been some smaller training. I think at the American Farm Bureau mm-hmm. annual meeting, there was a smaller training. I'd like to see us get to some more, you know, throughout the year training, kind of maintain a year-round presence alongside the weekly chat. So we're doing these kind of trainings and maybe branch into some newer audiences, whether it's doing some, you know, more college focusing. We got a lot of college students here. I think we have a big audience there that we could tap into. The idea of talking to teachers, you know, helping get some of this information into the classrooms and some of that to help, you know, help connect with those audiences. I think we've got some good opportunities there, and just keep growing the community. I mean, just to see the number of farmers and ranchers that have gotten active on this, it's almost mind blowing.
It absolutely is. I think that hopefully we'll see as an outcome of this continued growth. I'm on the board too, and look forward to serving with you here as we go through another year. But we are here at a very active, as you've heard Zach say, an engaged conference of farmers learning how to better use some of these social networking tools. From the Advocacy 2.0 conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.